What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Getting Doug with High, a show hosted by Doug Benson, a podcast, a YouTube show. I primarily watch it on YouTube, but I believe there's an audio version available. I don't know. It's one of those shows where I'm not entirely sure why you would want to listen to it. I mean, if you're completely desperate to listen to it in audio version, but it's a podcast where you really benefit from the video, similar to Swipe Up on the show. Every Wednesday, I do a show called Swipe Up. That's one that I feel bad people listen to. But I try to do my best, but at the same time, I don't want to be, for the video version, describing everything that's on, because that's just boring. But Getting Doug with High, he sits down with one to two to sometimes three of his friends as guests, and they smoke weed and talk about different subjects related to weed. There's a news segment where they get high topics, or pot topics, I'm sorry. They do the high history with new guests, so they tell the story of their first time getting high. But yeah, it's just it's a show that's been going for years, and it's kind of, I think it's kind of gone downhill over the past year or so. I definitely don't keep up with it as much. I think it's now that they're rebroadcast through other platforms, they try to have hard outs, which I do not appreciate, especially for a show where you're smoking weed. I'd prefer long, meandering conversations while they go through the different segments. It's the overproduction, which isn't not necessarily overproduced, but it's lost some of its fun. My favorite episodes are the live episodes, which I don't know how long it's been since he's done a live episode where he records, he does the show on a stage in front of a live audience. And then there's usually more like 5 to 6 guests on stage, and they usually will have giant volcano vape bags that they all pass around and smoke while on stage. Definitely some of the funniest shows. If you're not familiar with Getting Doug with High, go on YouTube. Doug Benson, if you're not familiar with his comedy, go listen to his comedy. But yeah, the live episodes, look at those, are definitely my favorite. If maybe you're not into the standard episodes, the live ones kick it up a notch. And he's also done marathon episodes, which I really appreciate. I know he's done at least one of them. There was a 4-hour and 20-minute marathon episode, where he just had rotating guests come in. But a lot of the guests, they're hilarious. Todd Glass is a classic guest on the show. Joey Diaz, of course, a classic guest on the show. He's had like the women from Broad City. He's had Jack Black, a lot of different stand-up comedians. There's definitely stand-ups that the fact that Bert Kreischer is open about smoking weed now and hasn't been on Getting Doug with High is really disappointing, because I enjoyed Bert on Doug's show, his other show, other podcast, Doug Loves Movies. But I would love to see him, and maybe he has, and I've just missed the episode, but that seems like a no-brainer, and they're friends. So maybe get a reunion. Reunite Doug frickin' Bert Kreischer and Jeff Tate. Because there was a falling out during a Doug Loves Movies, and Bert, it was a tough one. Like, I'm a fan of Bert, but, you know, Bert like most people, can maybe fly up, may say things that are a little bit more hurtful. I definitely do that sometimes. It's very rare. But, you know, if I'm pushed, I can sometimes cut a little bit too deep, because, you know, it's my defense mechanism from being bullied growing up. Like, being my words, I learned how to use as a way, or playing pickup basketball. My words, I can cut deep. And I try not to, because I don't like hurting people's feelings in general. But would love to see Bert and Jeff Tate kind of rekindle their love over some weed. But I miss the old format, the old just kind of looser format. It was fun. They used to end every episode where Gabe the magician, Gabe Dillon, would go out and he would do a magic trick. And, you know, it was fun to watch. He would have really, you know, it's fun to watch people who are high watch a magic trick, which it is weird because you would think maybe you'd get like a bigger reaction, but people who are high, super high, especially if you've been smoking for like an hour straight, you're probably like, it's hard to keep track of what's going on with magic tricks, like hard to follow, like the intricate plot of what's going on, which they were never that complex, but when you're high, it definitely makes it exponentially more difficult. So Gabe left. I don't know why he left. I don't if he just moved on or if there was parting of ways, and you know, but those were fun episodes. And then Taylor Rizzo came on, which I first saw him on Kill Tony, I believe, and then Doug Benson. Maybe I think Doug was a guest on Kill Tony, and that's where he invited him on to do Getting Doug with High, and Taylor is the dab king, so they end every show now instead of a magic trick. The last segment is, guests can take dabs, which even his dab rig has kind of evolved over time, which the one he uses now is, I'm not into dabs. It's, you know, in Denver, I dabbled in the dabs, but it's just too much, man. I wouldn't mind it just to, if I'm in like pain or if I really need to just get knocked out and go to sleep. But other than that, I get too high and then I can't function. And it's like, I like joints, man. I like to kind of regulate. It helps me regulate. I can regulate way, way better with joints. But yeah, I have a dream that one day I'll be on Getting Doug with High as a guest. I would love to. I remember when Keith and I were doing the Inspired Disorder podcast, that was like one of my goals. Like if we start getting traction and we start, you know, we're able to get onto bigger shows, that is one of the shows I would like to get on. And it would be fun to, because I've recorded tons of podcasts super stoned. I'm a regular smoker now. So, you know, but I don't smoke a ton. I just, like I said, I regulate, mount up. But, yeah, so Getting Doug with High, one of my favorite shows. Kind of, it started off a little rocky, but I think it got into it. Doug's a great host. He's the best loose, which shines on Doug Loe's movies. And I would love it if Getting Doug with High would get back to its roots and kind of just let the show not be so restrictive. Let it just, you know, they have ads. I get it. They do ad breaks and their segments. Keep the ad breaks and the segments, but just don't have the time restrictions. Don't be syndicating this thing in places that require old school thinking of producing content. Like, don't have time restrictions. That's the most, although I produce this show with a time restriction of 10 minutes, but it works for what I'm trying to do. But as far as that show, I would love to see it go back. Yeah, and the news, I didn't write her name down. I forget her name, but she does the Pot Topics. She's kind of like a news anchor. She comes on halfway through. That kind of, I lose momentum. I just want to see Taylor Rizzo at the very end coming on to do the dabs, fine. But I want to see the guests. Like, it's so constricted, you don't really get much time with the guests getting high. It doesn't feel as satisfying watching the show as it used to. You know, but I still watch it. So, I love it. It's one of those shows that it's a classic. And it came out, you know, just as things are starting to get recreationally legal everywhere. And it's nice to see the culture change and the stigma of weed to change at least more so than 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So yeah, Getting Doug with High, go subscribe on YouTube and watch it. That's it for this show. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder and get all of the benefits with your membership. InspiredDisorder.com for all of my original artwork by paintings made by me directly from me. At Ray Taylor for all of my social media accounts. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!